It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas.
We are two wild and crazy guys
on AM 930 WEOL.
Fifteen minutes after 5 o'clock, entering the final hour of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. He's Matt Douglas. I'm Andy Bull Barch. You have us for another 45 minutes or so. Wait, it is really, really hot outside. It's getting a little bit darker out there as well. You didn't see any rain in that forecast, did you?
Yeah, there's showers expected tonight. I don't know how early they're going to hit or what constitutes as tonight, but yeah, there's supposed to be rain tonight.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Maybe
Bull.
It's going to get here earlier than
Could
I thought,
be, yeah.
But I mean, it's crazy warm out there right now. As a matter of fact, when we had Lynn Meslinski in here earlier with the Lorraine Community Music Theater, she said that her car said like 101 degrees.
Whoa. Yowzers.
101.
Yowzers.
Yeah. Yowzers indeed. All right. Well, this has been a pretty fun summer so far, and we don't want to make it sound like the summer's almost gone, but it is July 10th. So it's flying by, no question about that. So that means time is running out, and you need to head on down to the Avon Public Library because there is a lot going on there this summer. They've got a space-themed summer, and here to tell us more about that, Shay Altmont with the Avon Lake Public Library. Shay, how are you?
Well, hi. I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. Yeah, I came in here, and it was really hot outside before I came in, but it feels nice and comfortable in here. But, yeah, we're blasting off into all sorts of space-related activities at the Avon Lake Public Library, and I'm doing really well. They're keeping me busy. So between aliens and spaceship and NASA programming and activities and events, we just stay busy there. So.
And well done to you on that blasting off pun. Because this guy here, he's the pun police.
I didn't even catch it, yeah.
And usually he shuts those things down, but that was spot on. Very, very well done. So let's begin with that, because you guys have a lot of really intriguing and interesting events coming up all throughout the summer. You're celebrating this space theme all summer long, and this is done for a reason. Why is that?
That's right. Well, typically what happens is throughout Ohio and beyond in other states, there's what's called a consortium, basically, for libraries. And they every year come up with the theme for a summer. And so libraries around the United States can choose if they want to go with that theme or not. And so this year they chose everything about a universe of stories, which, of course, is very broad, which is wonderful, because then, as libraries can do, we get creative and think about different offshoots and ways that we can kind of interpret that and introduce it into the to our library patrons and visitors that come see us. And so the really cool thing is, like I said earlier, you can do everything from, you know, outer space as in regards to aliens and UFOs to something a little more serious like NASA and rocket ships and astronauts and everything in between and astrology. So there's all sorts of things that we're doing and we're inspired by with that theme. So.
And as a result, you guys have a lot of other really, really cool things tied in with this. Now, I want to hit on something you guys have coming up twice. You have something called Don't Try This at Home, and you've got two separate themes for this. One has to do with rockets on July 26th, and the other one has to do with marshmallows on August 7th. So we'll go chronologically here. Let's go with Don't Try This at Home on July 26th, dealing with rockets. What's this all about?
Sure. Okay. Well, just to preface that. So, you know, kids love to get into things and maybe do things that without parental supervision might not be a good idea for them to try at home. So this way they can actually come to the library and come into our special Discovery Works area, and we actually give permission and encourage doing things that you typically would not get away with at home with mom and dad. So as far as the first one with the rocket launch, what's really cool about that is for probably about past year, all the staff who are drinking our plastic water bottles, you know, they talk about recycling water bottles and things like that. We do exactly that. We take those and then we let the kids decorate the bottles themselves, however they want to, with Sharpies, and then we blast off the bottles like bottle rockets. So it's pretty cool. Again, you might not get away with this at home, but at the library, you absolutely can. And then the other one, of course, who doesn't like marshmallows? And actually, there's marshmallows and gumdrops, just so you know. So if you wanted to, you know, do a little bit of sugar. There's going to be plenty of that at this event. But the cool thing is, again, is that you're basically going to be squishing like marshmallows and spaghetti and gumdrops and all sorts of things. You're going to like put them all together, and then you're going to be kind of building a ladder to the stars with some of that stuff, if that makes sense. So it's mostly gumdrops and marshmallows, but there are some other elements. And so it's just the idea sort of to build the stairway to the stars, and then you can eat it. So
that's the best part, yeah.
Because again, what parent lets their kid loose with a bunch of sugar at home? So we are helping you do it here at the library, and then we're going to give them back to you. So, sure. But it's all like a really good time. So
yeah, I like the idea. How do the rockets get propelled? Can you say that, or do you have to wait to find out?
Well, okay. So I'll just give a little hint that we have a special bottle rocket, like a little pump thing.
Yeah.
So when you attach the bottle rocket loosely to this pump, kind of like inserts there, when you push down on it, the air will then force the rocket to launch up into the air, and then we see how high it goes and then comes back down.
Nice.
So yeah.
Kids will love that, I'm sure.
We've done a lot of kind of launching type things. Our Discovery Works area is really like a hands-on science center. So everything we do at Discovery Works is all based on science and how things work. And the really cool thing is that kids don't always realize that they're learning, and they're learning science related activities and theories and how things, you know, just work like that, but they do, and then but in a fun way that they want to really just grasp that information and take it all in and do it all over again. So
that's kind of unique. Yeah. A nice little way too. I mean, with the 50th anniversary of the moon landing and everything, I know you guys had a display on that, but I mean, that's kind of how kids can maybe get more involved and learn a little bit more about that as well if they draw an interest. Yeah,
absolutely. So it was great because actually earlier in the summer, NASA, of course, was inundated with a lot of library systems around the state and other organizations who really just leapt into this science, you know, and universe space theme. And we were lucky enough to have a NASA exhibit especially put together for us. And we had it for about a couple weeks. And then that went to another place. But anyway, so, yeah, we were very lucky. There were very few in Ohio that were able to have a NASA exhibit. We were lucky to do that, so.
Continuing with that space theme. Now, I've got to ask this question because you mentioned that you've got marshmallows and gumdrops. Well, that's an interesting combination. Matt Douglas, you on the gumdrop side of things or on the marshmallow side of things?
But
if you've got to pick one, marshmallow or gumdrop, what are you going with?
Probably, I like marshmallows. They're consistent. I'll go with marshmallows.
They are far superior, and I think they have a lot of applications. I mean, you can eat them. You can build things with them. You can toast them. You can roast them.
That's a very good point, yeah.
Right?
I was just thinking there's always that one gumdrop you don't really care for. And they're like black licorice always seems to find its way in the gumdrops.
Nobody likes black licorice.
Exactly. I don't know why that's even a thing anymore.
I'm totally on board with Shay's application idea with marshmallows. You're right. So many things you can do with those. Like you can't put gumdrops in with Rice Krispies and make gumdrop treats, right? And
That's right. You can even put marshmallows with yams, is that right?
And then
make a little.
They do that.
See?
Yep.
Look how, I mean, and actually, you know, if you don't have duct tape, I'm thinking that melted marshmallows might be sufficient to.
Not a scientist, but I think it
works. Fix a shoe or something. Yeah. I don't know. Or a car tire.
If it doesn't, you'd have a delicious mess you could work on.
That's right.
And you're right. It's almost as if marshmallows become like the culinary adhesive, hasn't it? That's kind of what it is.
Sure.
Actually, I really like the description. I'm going to steal that, so just so you know.
Yeah, that's all right. We're here to share these ideas.
Thank you.
Yeah, the culinary adhesive.
Yeah, it's like pork the other white meat. You've just created the slogan for marshmallow, the culinary adhesive.
Yeah, you're welcome, Stay Puffed. You can use that next time. Again, Shay Altmont with the Avon Lake Public Library joining us here in studio on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Let's stick with the space theme here. You guys have a couple of things going on with aliens as well I want to hit on. You have soap aliens and alien autopsies as well, which deals with a lot of goo. So I'm guessing that the kids are going to have a lot of fun with this.
There's going to be a lot of slime involved. That's what I can tell you right there.
Kids love slime.
They love slime, and they want to see the insides of an alien. So I'm just telling you right now. Actually, we're very excited about that program. We have a lot of people who have asked, interest. And this is for ages kind of 9 to 12. So they know they're kind of getting in the, insides parts of an alien. Of course, they don't know what that looks like. So they're going to actually have to, of course, use their hands, not just tools, but to find out if it's slimy or gooey or how it feels. So that's one of our upcoming programs as well. And let's see. I know that you mentioned another one that we have coming up.
The soap aliens thing is pretty fascinating. When you're talking about, I feel like those two things should be put together, right? Because if you're going to get your hands dirty, you're going to mess with a bunch of slime and goo at the alien autopsies, then you should be able to create a soap alien to wash your hands off with when you're done, right?
That's right. Exactly. Well, you know what? They can come to the first one, and then in a couple weeks, they can come to the next one. So, yes, we're actually going to be using the power of microwaves to help explore the strange alien creatures that might be hidden inside soap. So you can kind of like we're taking soap and sort of deconstructing it, and then alien surprises await those. And clean hands, too. So
okay,
there you go. So, yeah, so we have that coming up as well. And we even have some extraterrestrial experiments as well coming up for kind of our younger set. And this is a way for them to do hands-on fun. It's also a lot of sensory stuff. So we have programs, especially for kids that either have maybe sensory issues or just like that touch and feel of different materials. So this includes things like moon sand and kind of space water beads. And they get to do some different, again, experiments. So much of this space thing was really cool because we could do so much kind of science-based activities and a lot of hands-on stuff. Kids love slime and just weird things to put there. I mean, if you have kids, you know, they like to put their hands in everything that's ooey-gooey and gross that you don't want. But again, it's encouraged here, so.
It sounds like it's going to be great fun for the kids, but it sounds like for you guys, too, kind of creating these things, no?
Oh, my gosh. We've had so much fun, actually, in our building. We have an area called the Avenue. So when you come into our library, you kind of look down this whole space, and it's a big open area of our library. Well, we actually created the entire solar system within our library, including the sun. And so you can come in and look up and see all the planets, including Pluto. We decided, we're kind of old school. We really felt like we should keep it in there. So
I was always taught Pluto's that ninth one, right? That completes the pizza or something.
That's right. Yeah. So we had that. We had extraterrestrial friends join us also over the weekend. We had 8 chicks hatch. That was part of our kind of, extraterrestrial experience that we had. And then, gosh, what else do we have? We have different areas that, the NASA exhibits, and we have in our Discovery Works areas, you go in, you can actually put your hand before you go into the door, and that's kind of the key to unlock the ability to get in, and then it lights up the little square that lets you into Discovery Works. And it kind of looks like a spaceship, almost like Star Trek, when they kind of put their hand and get in and out of places. Well, I guess they kind of beamed up too, didn't they?
But yeah. Nice.
Anyway, so we really did have a lot of fun.
You've got all the puns today. This is incredible.
I'm trying.
I mean, no, you're knocking it out of the park. Yeah, this is great stuff. Very good stuff. Now, you guys have a summer reading club also. You have a series of summer reading clubs. And
correct.
One of the ones I wanted to hit on today included an incentive with scratch-off lottery tickets. And I thought, boy, that's a pretty impressive prize, especially if, you know, for kids in the summertime looking for a little extra incentive to get those books read. So explain this concept to me. Which age range does this affect?
Okay, well, this is actually, now I will preface and say that all of our age groups, so our kids and teens, tweens, to adults, they all get to join into the summer reading club. But at each level, there's different prizes. So that particular level with the scratch-off tickets is for ages 12 to 17. And so not only could they, after just reading a graphic novel, or maybe they would read an audiobook or just a regular book, you know, with paper and stuff, they would actually get to have a scratch-off ticket. And that can earn them either another book or it can king-size candy bars. So, by the way, for teenagers, they totally dig candy bars, and not only are they're not the minis. They're like the full-size king ones. There's also free books, again, gift cards to various places, so everything from gas stations to, again, food, places where they can get, you know, McDonald's or Burger King, Taco Bell, wherever. And then also forgiveness coupons, because some kids might have accumulated possibly some fines on their library card, and this way they can actually work those off just by reading more books. So it's that easy.
Very nice. See, to be a teenager again, right, to be able to eat at those establishments you just mentioned and get the king-size candy bars. But when you have the metabolism rate of a cheetah, it doesn't matter, right? Because it just goes right through you. It's amazing. I've got 2 nephews who are teenagers, and I sit there in awe at some of the things that they eat. And they're in great shape. And I'm like, how does that work? Oh, yeah, they're teenagers, and that's just how it works. When you're a teenager, you can basically eat almost anything you want.
A fast metabolism is wasted on young people, just saying. So there you go.
Guess that makes perfect sense.
That's right.
Really, really cool stuff. Well, you guys have a ton happening. I mean, this is a really exciting summer for you guys. Mm-hmm. You talked about the Apollo 50 NASA exhibit that you guys had on display. Sounds like you guys had a lot of fun with that. I know that was taken down about a month, or almost a month ago to the day, but it seems like that was a really cool display.
It was a really cool display. We wish we would have had it longer, but like I said, actually NASA really did have a lot of inquiries from, not just in the state of Ohio, but outside of. And I know the exhibit that we had in particular at our library system was requested and going to Wisconsin after we had it. So there are a lot of people who love what NASA is doing. We have a gem here in Cleveland, of course, because one of their locations are up here. And we really got lucky. We actually had one of their speakers, their like jet propulsion person, came and spoke about basically Apollo and what that's meant for space travel and its effect, just in general. So really cool. And again, we're continuing just offering all sorts of programming throughout the summer that, again, is space-related, and then some. And there's something for everybody. There honestly is. So we encourage people to go to our website at www.alpl.org and visit us to find out all the excitement that's going on.
Nice. From slime to soap to candy bars, marshmallows, and gumdrops. You guys got it all. You have it all covered. And I know you guys are excited about the fall coming up as well.
Yes.
Can't really divulge those bits of information just yet. But I know we'll get there soon. We'll have you on in the fall again to talk about all that because,
please do.
You know, the fall's coming. I mean, it's going to be here pretty quickly. I know a lot of the kids out there are like, wait a minute, let's enjoy the summer first, but it's getting here.
We already have Christmas programming figured out. So,
good for you.
There
That's
you go.
Right there. Yeah.
Isn't it like 100-some days till Christmas? I don't know.
Yeah. Beyond the 6-month mark.
I was just going to say, in five months from now, you will hear those Christmas carols every 15 seconds. Yep.
That's right. But until then, this is your time to enjoy the summer. Come out too. We also have some programs that are after dark when we're closed, and we have telescopes right in the middle of the parking lot, and you can come and see the stars and the moons and all sorts of interesting, exciting things in the universe with us, and come out and visit us.
Good stuff. Well, Shay, it's always a pleasure to have you here in studio. Thank you as always for stopping by.
Thank you very much for having us. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Shay, again. Shay Altmont with the Avon Lake Public Library joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.